Hello, everyone. My name is Christina Moreland. I'm an Assistant Director of Admission at Princeton University. Welcome. Wish we could be speaking in person, but connecting virtually is the next best thing, and I'm so glad we're still able to do it. I will be covering information on academics at Princeton, a little bit about student campus life, and then some information as well on the application process and financial aid. If you want more information beyond what we're covering here today, there's so much information on our website and in our materials that you'll have received from us. If you want a full Princeton information session, we are doing those virtually online, and so that's certainly available. But again, lots of information specifically about Princeton and the application process on our website that you can take part in. So definitely take advantage of that. I will jump right in and get us situated with a little bit of information around where Princeton is. Princeton University is located in the town of Princeton in New Jersey. We are in central New Jersey. We're standing on the land that is the traditional territory and homeland of the Lenape people. The town of Princeton itself is a suburb. About 30,000 people live in the town of Princeton. We have a really great relationship with the town. It's very easy for students to just go out onto the main street and take advantage of the restaurants and stores and shops that are available there. But if you want something a little bit bigger than Princeton, we're also right in the middle between New York City and Philadelphia. We also have a train station that can get you into either city in 90 minutes or less, 60 minutes if you can get an express train. So you have all of the perks of being close to a major city. Can go see a Broadway show, get a Philly cheesesteak, whatever you want to do with that. So really the best of both worlds in terms of our location. As far as the university itself goes, though, we really consider ourselves to be a world-class research institution with the heart and soul of a liberal arts college. What does that really mean? You could definitely see it in our numbers. We have 5,300 undergraduate students and just under 3,000 graduate students. That ratio of undergraduates to graduate students is very uncommon among many of our peers. It really displays the undergraduate focus that we have at the university. We don't have a medical school, a law school, or a business school at Princeton. Again, those were intentional choices to not take resources away from our undergraduate students. And it means that the professors who come to Princeton know that they will be working very closely with those undergraduates. All of our classes at Princeton are taught by the faculty, so you're not going to have a lecture or a seminar that's taught by a teaching assistant or a graduate student. Those courses are going to be taught by our faculty members. And all of our professors teach undergraduate courses, so none of our faculty are only doing research or only working with graduate students. They're all working with our undergraduates. That's something that the president of the university, Christopher Eisgruber, is very specific on when he's speaking with our faculty. It's something he's very proud of, to say that the faculty come to Princeton and they are going to be teachers, professors first, and then they are going to be researchers second. So it's something that's very important to the mission of the university, is this focus on our undergraduate students. We have a 5-to-1 student to faculty ratio, and about 75% of our classes have 20 students or fewer. Our professors are very accessible for all of our students. They are required to hold office hours, and even outside of that, they're always connecting with our current students in the dining halls, outside of class, in class, etc. They really do want to create those connections with our students as mentors and as fellow researchers as well. In terms of your specific education at Princeton, we offer two different undergraduate degrees. The first, our Bachelor of Arts, or AB degree for short, is going to cover all of the humanities, social sciences, natural sciences, mathematics. It's what about 75% of our students are doing. The other roughly 25% of our students are pursuing a Bachelor of Science in Engineering degree, or a BSE degree for short. If it's in engineering, it's in the BSE. If it's anything else, even if it's a math or a science subject, it's going to be in our Bachelor of Arts degree. Within those two degrees, we have 37 different options for a concentration, which is essentially a major. 31 of those concentrations are in the Bachelor of Arts, and then the other 6 are in the Bachelor of Science in Engineering. You cannot double major or double concentrate at Princeton. You just have the one concentration that you're focusing on. But in addition to your main concentration, you can have as many certificates as you would like. Certificates would most closely resemble a minor at another institution. It really gives you an opportunity to explore another subject or go more in depth within a given discipline outside of your main concentration. We have 55 different certificates available. You're not required to have any, but most of our students do definitely take advantage of the certificate option. So most of our students pursue between 1 and 3 different certificates. If you want a full list of the different concentrations and certificates that we have available, in addition to the classes you're taking at Princeton, there are so many different research opportunities available for our students as early as the first year. All of our students will do some level of research at Princeton because of our senior thesis requirement. The senior thesis is a capstone paper or project that you complete within your concentration area that really allows you to leave Princeton having contributed research to the field that you've been studying in over the past few years. This might be a longer research paper. It could be something more tangible, a project, especially if you're doing something in a STEM field. It could also be something a bit more creative, a performance, a collection of poetry, if you're studying something in the arts. There are so many different ways to do it. The thesis, again, really allows you to dive deeply into an area of research that you get to choose. And you'll also work, again, very closely with our faculty members who are going to advise you on a one-on-one basis and really support you in the work that you're able to do with your thesis. Switching gears out of the academic side of Princeton, I want to spend a little bit of time speaking to campus life. The first is residential life. We have a thriving, very involved campus community. Housing is guaranteed for all 4 years at Princeton. And while first year and sophomore students are required to live on campus, juniors and seniors can choose to live off campus if they'd like to, but very few students do. The vast majority of our students will live on campus at Princeton for all 4 years. In those first 2 years, when you're required to live on campus, you're going to live in something called a residential college. Your residential college is your home away from home while you're at Princeton. This is going to have all of your residence halls, dining halls, some study spaces and communal spaces. It really acts as this really strong community for you when you enter Princeton. Your residential college is also going to act as a hub for your advisors on campus. You'll have a faculty member who will act as an advisor for you in terms of helping you to pick your classes once you first arrive on campus, but also you'll have directors of student life who will help put on different fun activities for students throughout the entire academic year, thinking about taking trips to New York City or big carnivals and study breaks with snacks. They're really helping to build that community in that space. You also have current students who are doing the same thing. On your first year floor, you'll have something called an RCA, a residential college advisor, who's a current student and upperclassman, who's really entirely there to help build community with your roommates and the classmates who are living on the floor with you, and also just be there as a resource as an upperclass student who has been through it before, who has been through Princeton, and really can speak to how to adjust to being a college student for the first time. So you'll have so many resources in and out of your residential colleges throughout your entire time at Princeton to make sure you're getting off on the right foot. In addition to your residential life on campus, there are so many different ways to get involved in the campus community outside of your academics. I really don't know any students at Princeton who are just going to class, going to the library, doing research, and that's their entire experience at Princeton. While certainly you're first and foremost a student, you're also a community member, and we have a very engaged, thriving campus community at Princeton. We have over 300 student-run organizations. There are new ones created every year. If there's something that you want to participate in and it's not already present as a club at Princeton, it's very easy to start a new organization. But again, with over 300 clubs, it's going to be hard to not find an organization that's already present. We have so many different opportunities across a variety of different options. With athletics, we have 37 Division I varsity sports teams. We also have club sports and intramural sports. We have a number of different options within performing arts, different a cappella groups, theater groups, orchestra, glee club, any number of different opportunities within the arts that are not related to what you might be studying. So you don't need to be concentrating in music to participate in the orchestra, which is a great opportunity. There are different options available within speech and debate, different student-written publications that are available, academic-based groups, religious chaplaincies, cultural-based groups, a lot of different organizations within community service. The unofficial motto at Princeton is in the nation's service and in the service of humanity, and that really shows up in the ways that our students are very committed to participating in community service. Part of the reason that we're able to support so many different interests and clubs and organizations on campus is that we've crafted a community at Princeton that is made up of students who have a wide variety of different interests and passions and experiences, and that's very intentional. We want to create a vibrant, diverse community in and out of the classroom at Princeton, and we're defining diversity in many different ways. When we're assembling a class, we're thinking about ethnic and cultural diversity, socioeconomic diversity, geographic diversity, diversity of academic interests, diversity of thought very broadly is something that Princeton values in so many different ways. We have students who are coming from all 50 states and over 100 different countries. 45% of our students are American students of color, and we have just under 16% of our students who are the first in their family to attend college. That community that we build at Princeton really does stay with you even beyond the 4 years that you spend on our campus. You are a tiger for life after you graduate from Princeton, and that really shows up in the alumni community that is so, so, so special at our university. The alumni who leave Princeton definitely stay connected to all of the current students as well as their fellow alumni. They're really supporting one another and really connecting with each other in a way that they did while they were on campus, but continue to do throughout the rest of their lives. In terms of where our students land after they leave Princeton, 6 months out from graduation, 75% of our students find themselves employed right away, while another 19% are immediately attending graduate school. Broadly, about 75% of our graduates will attend some level of graduate school after leaving Princeton if they're not doing it immediately. And then every single year, we have 25,000 alumni coming back to Princeton for reunions. It's not just every 5 years or 10 years or 25 years. Students are absolutely coming back every single year after they've left Princeton to, again, stay connected with the Princeton community. I'm not going to go into the nitty-gritty of all of the different materials that we ask for in an application to Princeton. All of that information is available on our website. I'll also speak to how those materials may be affected by COVID-19. Just very broadly, we absolutely understand that COVID-19 has very likely affected either the end of your junior year or the end of your sophomore year. We absolutely understand that that is going to be the case. We are not going to put you at a disadvantage because you might not have completed your education in person. Maybe you have pass-fail grades, maybe you don't. We completely understand. We'll be looking at you within your school's context and whatever was or was not available to you because of the effects of COVID-19. We will understand that and keep that in context when we're reviewing your application, especially in terms of any kind of academic interruptions or extracurricular interruptions as well. Again, we completely understand. One thing that I really want to emphasize about the admission process at Princeton is that we use a holistic review process. What that means is that we don't have any kind of quota system. There's no minimum GPA or cutoff for test scores where if you don't have this GPA or this test score or this ranking class, we wouldn't review your application. That really wouldn't work for us. There are a number of different questions that we're trying to answer about you when we're reviewing your application that we can't answer just based off of your test score or your transcript. And while we are very much putting a lot of emphasis on who you're going to be as an academic student at Princeton, there are a lot of different things that we need to consider, and it means looking at you within your context. We want to answer questions like, what have your experiences been? What are you passionate about? Who is the student going to be as a roommate? Who is the student going to be on our campus? How have you challenged yourself in your academic context? There isn't just one standardized lens that we're using to review your application. We're always considering you within your context, whether that's your school, your local context, personal context, however your context may have changed based on COVID-19. We're doing a very individualized view to get a better idea of who you are and what your story is and while we're reviewing you in our process. Lastly, I want to make sure to highlight the phenomenal financial aid that Princeton is able to offer. We're committed to making the university affordable and accessible for all of our students and families. We never want there to be a situation where a student is choosing not to attend Princeton or not to apply to Princeton because they're worried about what they're going to have to pay. We have some phenomenal financial aid that is going to make the university affordable and accessible for you. We were the first school in 2001 to go no loans with our financial aid. All of our financial aid is awarded in grant money, money that you do not need to pay back. All of our financial aid at Princeton is need-based and need-blind. The need-based part of that means that all of our financial aid, those grants, are only based off of the demonstrated need of your family. We don't offer any kind of academic or merit or athletic scholarships. We just do need-based financial aid, but we are committed to meeting 100% of demonstrated need. The need-blind section of that means that if you apply for financial aid from Princeton, you are not going to be at a disadvantage in our process because you asked for financial aid. Again, asking for financial aid does not hurt your chances of being admitted to Princeton. About 61% of our current students are on financial aid, and 82% of our students graduate entirely debt-free. If you're curious what your financial aid might look like at Princeton, on our website, on the financial aid section of our website, we have a net price calculator that is going to give you an estimate of what your financial aid might look like at the university. That's everything from me about Princeton. Hopefully you found some of this information interesting. If you want more information, once more, I'll encourage you to look through our materials and go on our website. Again, thank you so much. We hope you're interested in Princeton. Thank you.